France needed, desperately needed, the inflation, the reparations payments from Germany in order for economic recovery. One of the problems of the interwar years in an economic sense was that all of the major European states had gone from being creditor to debtor nations. At the end of the war, all had run up fantastic bills to the United States, and the United States insisted that the Western European powers repay those war loans, France and Britain in particular. As a consequence, France insisted upon the need for Germany to pay its reparations. One finds a very odd situation that develops in the 1920s, which was that the United States insisted that Britain and France pay their war debts to the United States. The victorious Allies therefore demanded that Germany pay its reparations, when, as we will see, it proved difficult for Germany to do so, or when the Germans proved unwilling to do so. The solution was for the United States to funnel money back into Europe to Germany to help them pay the Germans pay reparations in order to pay war debts, in order to pay the United States. So France, from the very beginning, needed reparations for economic recovery, and it's one of the reasons that the French were so insistent in the 1920s that Germany honor its obligations under the Treaty of Versailles to pay reparations. German failure to do so, to meet reparations obligations, would lead in 1923 to the Franco-Belgian invasion of the Ruhr, the occupation of the Ruhr, in an attempt to force Germany to honor those reparations obligations by occupying the industrial heartland of Germany. That policy proved to be less than successful. It prompted a major international crisis and brought Germany perilously close, as we will see in a moment, to the destruction of its own economy. But it did prompt a renewed interest on the part of the United States in economic involvement in Europe, and it would begin in 1924. The resolution of this Ruhr occupation would lead to a massive influx of American capital into Europe to help the circular flow of money continue. Between 1926 and 1929, France, under Poincaré, seemed to have recovered. The mid-1920s, really from 1924 to the when the great inflation in Germany is brought to a close, the Dawes Plan is enacted, this international plan led by Charles Dawes of the United States to reestablish economic stability and prosperity in Europe. The mid-1920s would be the golden 20s in Germany, the roaring 20s in the United States and France, this sense of economic recovery after the immediate post-war years. And between 26 and 29, certainly France seemed to be on its way to full economic recovery. But the onset of the Great Depression, though it was far less severe in France, it came later, it was less protracted, was certainly less harsh than in Britain or Germany. Industrial production would decline, it would drop throughout the 1930s, and the government faced mounting financial problems, as did the English and German governments. French political culture in the post-war years was dominated by ideological polarization, and the Great Depression merely intensified that polarization. On the right were the traditional conservatives, always present in French political culture, divided, of course, between monarchists, those who were simply anti-republican, some Bonapartists, and so on, as well as proto-fascist organizations such as the Action Française and the recently established Croix de Feu, the Cross of Fire, a veterans organization, a right-wing veterans organization established in 1929, with very clear sympathies for at least the ideological orientation of the Italian fascists and later the National Socialists in Germany. The left, on the other hand, as it was in Germany and elsewhere, was split between the socialists and the newly founded communists. And although the socialists were far stronger than the French communists, there was a split on the left that was of some significance in domestic politics. The Third Republic always seemed vulnerable, and certainly during the 1930s, under the impact of the Depression.